B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. These are things that Kincaid doesn't know.
Urban Dictionary Edition.
Oh!
That's right.
It's the Urban Dictionary. I need some help with this, so you got to get in at 610-632-0975, and you can win Flyer socks for playing along with me. Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, so the way this game is going to work is I'm going to give you a word or phrase from the Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask you first what the word or phrase means. Now, we'll have a caller on hold. He'll be your lifeline, or she will be your lifeline.
So I could go to them if I struggle.
If you don't know what it is, you can go to your lifeline. I do want to know, though, if the caller thinks that you'll actually get these words or not. If you get it right, the caller helps you, whatever. They end up walking away with a pair of Flyers Coors Light socks. If you don't get it correct, the word or phrase goes to Bob. And then I'll ask another phrase to John, so on and so forth.
Okay,
so
this is good. All right.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's...
I have Urban Dictionary as my homepage, John, so you should be very afraid.
Okay, so do not... Everybody right now, no hand. All hands in the air. Hands in the air, so nobody is typing.
Oh, I'm not gonna,
in this room, nobody is typing. All right, Pat, should I bring up a caller first then to be my partner, or do I wait?
No, bring him up, because I want to know if the caller thinks you'll get the
okay,
you'll
so
get,
we'll
get
let
right.
Chris in Newtown be the first caller to help me out today. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Good. Welcome into 97.5 The Fanatic. You're going to just be listening here, because I might need your help, Chris.
I'm looking forward.
All right, here we go.
Chris, do you think John is going to know what wetter than an otter's pocket means?
Yes.
John, what does wetter than an otter's pocket mean?
It means that...
And remember, if you don't know, you can use your lifeline.
I think I might...
The listener can't hear you think, John.
I think I might know, so I'm going to go to Chris. Chris in Newtown, you want to help me out with this?
I would be stumped as well.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Chris. Let me take the guess then.
Okay.
My guess would have been that I'm all damp and sweaty. That I'm like, I've got like swamp ass.
Bob, it goes now to you. Do you know what wetter than an otter's pocket means?
Isn't it like a pickup line on a MILF? Something like that?
Bob? You are correct. Chris wins a pair of Flyers socks.
Chris, way to go, Bob, Chris.
Wetter than an otter's pocket is a 90s pickup line that guys used to use on middle-aged moms to tell her she's hot.
Well, okay.
Did that work? I'd like to know the success rate of that line.
All right, Chris, congratulations.
Same as first-round draft.
All right, put Chris on hold.
Probably works.
Let's see Michael in Willow Grove. Michael.
Howdy.
Welcome into 97.5 The Fanatic. Michael, I'm going to need your help probably here, so let me just bring you on here. Let's win you some socks, all right?
All right.
Michael, do you think Kincaid is going to know what the word gump means?
Yes, he will know that.
A lot of faith in you. I don't think so. But Kincaid, do you know what the word gump means?
I think he knows
means?
Oh, I think I would. Like a gump is a dope, is a fool, is an idiot.
Wow, I am shocked. Yes,
Forrest Gump. It's Forrest Kincaid.
There you go. See, Michael,
justified.
And I just won you some socks, baby.
Michael wins some socks as well. A gump is a weak, spineless, soft person, obviously named after Forrest Gump,
right.
Who got
and
bullied by Jenny
is
and her
aides. He did. He really did.
She's
get
evil.
I thought Jenny was a. I thought Jenny was a villainess.
She is.
Yeah. She's the worst.
Horrible.
One of the worst characters
person.
In all
yeah.
of movies.
As soon as she got aged, she wanted his money.
And where was she from? Santa Barbara. That's where she started her career, on the soap opera Santa Barbara.
I didn't even know that was a soap opera.
Geez. Austin, a great one. Austin in Mount Holly joins us for Blank Kincaid Knows Nothing About. And I'm 1-for-2. Not bad.
That's not bad.
Austin, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. How we doing?
All right, Egan. Welcome him in.
Austin, do you think Kincaid is going to know what the word cockwomble means?
Oh, this is a layup.
Cockwomble.
No.
He should, but go ahead. Kincaid, tell me what a cockwomble is.
I'm going to let Austin answer for me because I have no freaking idea, and I'm afraid of the FCC, what my guess would be.
Austin, do you know what a cockwomble is?
Oh, for some reason, I want to say it's clothes you'd put on a chicken.
Austin, I wish that was correct, but...
Austin, you know what? I'm going off the board here. Austin, you're getting socks just for making me laugh. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm putting them on hold. Austin's getting socks.
Bob, do you know what a cock... Now, once again, John, you should know what a cockwomble is. You're guilty of it.
Bob, yeah, a cockwomble would be... Okay, here's what I would guess. Is someone who walks in the room thinking they're the biggest guy in the room.
No.
Okay, like your ego, your attitude. You think you have the biggest... thing in the room.
You're around the ballpark.
Maybe,
you're not far off. Oh, I'm not.
Okay. I always thought it was a BSer.
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's not the biggest in the room. It's somebody that's kind of a dope that talks like they know what they're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, now we're going to throw it out.
So a cockwomble.
You said, did you just say that that's me?
So a cockwomble is a completely useless person who spouts constant BS.
Well, you're going to get your ass kicked then after the show.
It was good working with you guys on the show.
Let's say you're done.
Run, Pack. It's run. I made it in 8 weeks.
Let's get Tyler Zulli on the line.
damn.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Mike in Philly joins us. Mike, how are you, brother?
What's up, John? Good. How you doing, guys?
Mike, let's welcome you into The Fanatic. Let's see if we can get you some socks. All right, give it to us, Egan.
Mike, does Kincaid know what Rack City is?
Yes. He knows that.
Let's hope. Mike, John, and this was the thing that came up earlier. Do you know what Rack City is? Rack City. B, Rack City.
Rack City?
Rack City, B.
I'm going to let Mike answer for me because my guess would be... am I allowed to guess and get it wrong and let Mike answer it? Can I do it?
No.
I don't want to screw Mike over.
No.
Mike has to answer because I'm going to tell you my guess. I'll tell you my guess if Mike gets it wrong. Mike?
Rack City is... The town with all the strippers. I don't know exactly what city it is.
Atlanta.
Atlanta, Miami.
Okay. See, now I wasn't thinking a city. Mike, you're a winner then, right?
It's specific to Las Vegas, but Mike's answer works. Miami and Atlanta are very well known.
When I thought Rack City, I was thinking well-endowed women.
Hell yeah. Like Tampa is one because they have, I believe, more strip clubs down there than they do McDonald's or public high schools. It's one or the other.
I
often get the two confused.
I wonder if they have any McDonald's that have turned into strip clubs.
That's a drive-through
like strip club.
Well, COVID safe. No, they do have that in Tampa.
Yeah.
In Clearwater, in Clearwater, they used to have the topless car wash.
For charity?
No.
Just straight up topless.
And they had a topless coffee shop, too.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, topless coffee shop and a topless car wash that you did the drive-thru.
Rack City.
The drive-thru. All right, Kevin in the Northeast. So Mike wins. Now, last up, Kevin in the Northeast. Kevin, you want to play along here?
Yep, let's play along.
All right, here we go.
All right, Kevin, do you think that Kincaid is going to know what app parkour is?
Yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Things that Kincaid doesn't know.
App parkour, do you know what it is?
Is it the parkour app? Or is it, app parkour?
Screw Kevin goes, oh my God,
sorry.
No. I mean, I couldn't understand your question. No, that's not wrong yet. I didn't even guess. Did you say?
I love this.
Going to the mall after school today?
Did you say it's app parkour, or did you say parkour app?
This is why Regis always has final answer. App parkour.
Okay, I have no idea.
And you can't argue with Drew Carey about the game not being over.
Kevin can answer it, though.
Kevin, do you know what app parkour is?
No, not a chance.
Okay, now it goes to Bob. So, Kevin, you're still alive. Bob, app parkour.
Isn't it somebody that's, addicted to apps?
G, Jamie, you are the final one.
I am an app parkourer.
I am as
it's
well.
It's when you just jump app to app, and it's like a phone addiction.
All right, Kevin, we got you right there.
He said that.
No, he didn't.
Bob did just say that.
Isn't someone that's like addicted to apps?
Addicted to apps.
Yeah, no. But it's more the jumping from app to app.
Yeah. Kevin, you just want some
and
socks.
And also, I thought you were talking about mozzarella sticks, some potato skins.
2 for $20
I like that game a lot.
You have to clarify, Bob.
Okay, I like that game a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.